Proclamation number 7958 of 5th of August, 1961. The grace of life on earth as a human being. Every human soul is a fallen original spirit which is close to its perfection, i.e., whose path is only a short one left until unification with me, provided that it is in the lost stage of development. As a human being, turns his free will towards me, that he thus professes me again, whom he once refused to acknowledge. And every human soul has an infinitely long path of development behind it, because this was necessary in order to emerge from the bottomless abyss, to ascend to the height where it's originally dwelled. In this stage as a human being, the soul is also again receptive to a light, i.e., it can again gain a degree of knowledge which it had lost when it fell away from me. For the soul is self-aware, it can think and want again as in the beginning, only to a weak degree, but it can increase it during its earthly life. The degree of realization is also decisive for the soul when it has left its existence as a human being and now enters the spiritual kingdom. For this degree of realization signifies light, without which the soul can never be blissfully happy. The human being himself can acquire a high degree of light during his earthly existence. He can be far advanced in realization if he uses his earthly existence to shape his nature into love, which was his original state and which absolutely has to be attained again in order to be able to dwell in the spiritual kingdom in blissful union with me. This transformation into love is the work which the human being has to accomplish himself, but which he can also do because he is granted help in every way. But at the beginning of his embodiment, the human being's nature is still in perverse love as a result of his fall into sin in the spiritual kingdom and also of the renewed fall into sin of the first human beings. Ego love dominates him, and this is to be changed into unselfish neighborly love. For this purpose the human being is on earth, or also, the fallen original spirit must accomplish this transformation to love in free will itself, so that it achieves its divinization and can now create and work in union with me in freedom, light and strength. And this transformation into love is the purpose of earthly life, and no being can be spared, for it is at the same time the being's past test of will. It is the evidence of the being's divinity, which emerged from me and was created perfect but now has to strive for this perfection in free will itself in order to be able to exist next to me as a divine being, in order to be able to dwell with me as my child, from whom it once originated as a creature. The divinization of the beings created by me was and is my aim, which I will certainly achieve, but the duration of which is determined by the being itself. And once it has reached the stage as a human being, it is close to its aim, and the human being should now make every effort to make good use of the last short period of time for its final perfection. He should acquire the knowledge of his purpose of earthly life, of all correlations and of my will, for the fulfillment of my will is working in love, and working in love also brings him light. Knowledge which corresponds to truth, knowledge which gives him full realization and which impels him to only pursue the aim of perfecting himself on earth, to shape his nature into love and thereby always establish the bond with me, which is then indissoluble, and the attainment of the aim is now also assured. The human being should also evaluate his self-awareness, i.e., think about himself. And then I will always be at his side, I will guide his thoughts correctly, and I myself will support him in every way so that he will reach his aim. Yet one day his remorse will be bitter if he lets the time on earth pass by unused and knows about the endless course of development before. Yet as a human being he must not be given the recollection, because then a life of free will would be impossible, because he would then live in fear and thus under a certain compulsion, and his will and actions could not be judged as a free decision of will. You should never forget that earthly life as a human being is a grace which you only need to use correctly in order to become blessed. Amen.